This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
These buttons out someday. I promise you people. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just kick it off. Sonia Smith joins me as my co-host every Friday. And we're dealing with issues from the week, from the day, from whenever. Because it never seems like the crazy quite goes away. What do you think?
The crazy is getting worse. I'm telling you, Joe. I try to bone up so I can have something smart to say on your show, and I can only watch the news for like a minute before my blood starts to burl, as my father would say.
Yeah, but a lot of this stuff is common sense, okay? I mean, seriously, we you and I talk about this, and yeah, you try to bone up on it, you try to get some information on it. But you got just like if they missed it in the last segment, I started to talk about the what I did last night when I finally went over this piece by the millennial, a millennial who kind of accused us boomers of not loving our kids, of not taking our kids, not being concerned about our children. And I'm going, well, you know what? My kids don't wig out when they get lost for a minute, or they have to go to the mall by themselves, or have to go to the store at the corner by themselves. You know what I mean?
They're not straight grade A narcissists is what these kids are now. They're so attention seeking, they're willing to change their sex in order to get some attention. I'm talking weird because I put my retainer in, my flipper in.
Sorry,
but you know what?
We don't see it fly past the microphone. We're good.
I don't call it flipper for nothing. Yeah. But when you mention the things that they listed as reasons why we didn't care about our kids, those things, when you said drinking out of a water hose, I could taste it when you said that. It was the best water ever. It was just the best, except for when it's a hot day and you forget to let the hot water out before you put it
in. Well, you're people that will only drink like filtered water or whatever. And I always joke because I say, you know, this water tastes great. They'll say, it's not supposed to taste. I said, really? I grew up, water had a taste to it, you know.
Water had a taste to it. And these poor kids nowadays, their backpacks are so heavy. And they have water bottles, and when my grandkids were going back to school, you know, during COVID, they had indoor shoes, outdoor shoes, water bottles, books, you know, it was sad. It's so sad.
I tell people, listen, when you grow up in the streets of Boston or New York, I'm sure it's the same Chicago, and even probably L.A. to a degree, you know, you have those old buildings, and you have the old sewer systems, and you saw the sewer caps in the street, and we didn't know then, but, you know, I mean, you've got human excrement 12 feet down that's running across, running under those caps, right? And we would play marbles They had electrical vaults, and then they had the sewer caps. So you'd be playing marbles on the electrical vaults because they'd have these little things that would stick up that would stop the marbles from rolling away. And you'd put your food on top of the sewer cap. And you'd eat it. You have the apple, you take two bites out of it, you put it down. You take your ice cream, you have a little paper thing, you put it down on paper. So when COVID came along, my immune system's looking at it and going, oh, please, give me something to work with here. This is nothing. You know? But these kids have been dipped in Purell since the day they were born, and they wonder why they get... Did you hear that the rise in young people cancer has grown exponentially?
No.
Yeah, so... Oh. And these are mainstream doctors. These aren't... They can't say these are right-wing nut jobs.
Sure.
They're looking at the cases coming in, them having to deal more and more. And some of them are attributing it to the COVID-19 situation where, you know, the kids' immune systems, they didn't see anything. They don't know how to fight anything off whatsoever.
Oh, my goodness. They have parents who didn't see that wasn't common sense. I mean, one thing that I told my family is... keeping yourself that sanitized is going to do you harm.
Yep.
So, and what happened to herd immunity? And you know what? I brought this up to my leftist sister, and she just got angry with me and basically, you know, end of conversation.
Yeah.
And their families had, you know, God knows how many times they've had the COVID. But
remember there were pox parties back in the 50s and 60s?
Heck yeah. Yep. Bring the kids together. Let everybody catch it at once. You know, it's
get
so
it over
sad.
With, right?
These kids, these kids are so fragile. That's why they need their safe spaces. I heard a young girl say today, "Do you know what it's like that I have to remind someone to use my pronouns? It just makes life so tough. Why can't you have the respect for me to use the pronouns that I'm telling you?" And she was genuinely distraught. I'm like, you know what? In my house, I'd tell you what pronoun they use for you.
The Time Magazine has got a piece of that. You should, you know, you're well versed in this. Time Magazine is trying to blame the crappy infrastructure management on climate change.
Oh, boy.
Right? So it always seems like it's, right, climate change only affects black people. I don't know if you knew that. And then, now, everything we do affects climate change. And the funny thing about it is, you have these tornadoes. Oh, my God, we've had more tornadoes than ever before. That's not true. When you go back and actually look at the numbers, it's flat out not true.
Right.
So, you know, and the climate experts, remember, I don't know if you followed this, but back in the 60s and 70s, back then they were telling us we only had 12 years left.
Absolutely. I wrote that in my book, just to give the kids some perspective.
We'll be back in a minute, and I'll let you take this and run with it. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You know, Cher slapping him. And by the way, that Moonstruck comes on, I'm watching that thing like once a month now. I could probably do all the words in it. You know what I'm saying? And Sonya Smith joins me. She does every Friday. She's my co-host on Fridays. And yeah, we're dealing with all kinds of issues, all kinds of fun stuff going on, you know?
And you know what we'd like to do, too? We're just talking on the commercial break. You know, this is a good thing. And I think that the reason people are thinking more and more about doing this, which is jumping into an RV and seeing America, is because I think for me, if there's this feeling inside that is, you know, woesome. I'm thinking how fast this country is going.
Yep.
And it's almost like you better enjoy it now, because there's going to be a chance that it's not going to be anything like it's ever been before. And you won't be able to afford the gas. So it'll be out of the question to travel by vehicle.
Somebody sent me a story. They wanted your take on it. Okay?
Okay. Uh-oh.
Chicago High School now has segregated lunch spaces in order to promote, racial equality. Yeah, see?
That's a joke, right?
No, it's a real story. Because it's called Crunch, Q-R-U-N-C-H, okay?
And first of all, they need to learn how to spell. That ain't how you spell crunch, but okay, all right.
So now they have a space for the LGBTQIA+ and queer students. They have a place for the black students, and basically they have a place for all other, you know, kind of thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, doesn't this makes it worse, right? I mean, you're going out of your way to separate people.
I wonder what their... I can't even imagine what their rationale is.
But go ahead, yeah.
Well, I'm intrigued. I should have been a psychologist because I'm always intrigued about what makes people tick. What makes people so crazy? How do you think that promotes racial equality? Here's the funny thing about this, though. When kids, by the time they get to middle school and high school, they naturally segregate, you know? They just do it. They're not doing it because they don't like the other. They just naturally segregate.
But they segregate in the groups where they have. Look, if you're a gamer type, right?
You hang with the gamers.
Segregated with the gamers, right?
That's right. You hang with the gamers. I went to virtually all white school, but I was a floater, and you know I hung with the surfers. I hung with the you know it just depends on what mood I was in because that's how I was, but. The kids who I knew, who liked the black kids who ate with the black kids, they weren't racist. They did not like white kids. They do it on their own. But the problem with the left is they have to make a big doggone deal out of everything. And then they can go to the board meetings and talk about how they've created equality in the lunch area.
Oh, they're smiling. I've been through this with our own people. Smiling and happy. And you won't believe the effect it have. One of the leaders of the Young American Foundation pointed out that it was disappointing that this school felt that it was appropriate to create division. I mean, well, obviously the only one with a clear sight, division among its student body. And that's exactly what's going on here. They're creating division.
I wonder why that is. I think the left, because they would have no friends unless they orchestrated it.
But don't you think, don't you think this is like some of the other stuff that you hear in the schools, the transgenderism, right? These kids are getting attention, they're getting affirmation, they are wonderful people. And they'll tell you afterward when you talk to the detransitioners, it all goes away once they make the transition.
Yeah,
so they're
not
getting that high anymore, right?
Right.
So it's the same thing here when these black kids, Hispanic kids, or white kids, or whatever, are feeling bad about a situation. Instead of helping them work through it, they're saying, well, you know what, I understand. I can imagine what that's like. Let's bring you over here to your other black friends so you can be in your community with your people and maybe you'll feel better.
Yeah, don't you feel good now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hear that all the time when they talk about hiring staff. They go, you know, why they always pick on the black community, I don't know. But they'll say it specifically. Don't you think a black child walking into a classroom seeing a black teacher... They feel more comfortable. They feel more accepted. I feel like saying, but I can't. All right, so then what happens to the white kids? By that same logic, if a white kid walks in that room as a black teacher, you're telling me he doesn't feel accepted?
They'll say he always had that, so it's somebody else's turn now. But here's the thing. I heard all that during the time when Obama became president, and now that, what did you call her? Confusion. is vice president. I haven't seen any change in their attitudes of what we believe we can achieve. In fact, it seems like the left has gone into double time telling black kids that they cannot achieve, that they have, you know, things against them. So, you know what? I'm tired of these stories about of the left helping us. We don't need your help anymore. It's clear your help isn't doing any good. It ain't helping. So leave us alone. Let us figure it out. You know, they're all doing is seeing their votes waning, you know. So they have to interfere. But really, because they have nothing, they have no soul, they have no God, they got to make up, they have to become God. They have to do things that are way out of their league to do. How about leave people alone?
Oh,
how about try
there you
that?
Go again. You're bringing logic to the party. It's not going to work.
It's just common sense. You said common sense earlier. It's common sense. And to be honest, if they were noticing anything, kids segregate on their own. It doesn't mean they're haters. Kids like to eat with like kind.
I know. I mean, look at it. I hung around with the guys that liked working on their cars, you know?
Exactly.
Then you had the athletes, right? They were hanging out together and eating hamburgers and throwing footballs.
Cheerleaders.
You know? Yeah, there you go.
Together.
The cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons people, and those are all colors.
We didn't have that in the 70s. Where'd you have that? We had no Dungeons.
I'm talking about now.
Oh, okay, sorry.
No, it's all.
And with the school in a dungeon. You know,
no, well, it's,
you know, in my day, well, where I grew up, the schools were one big building, you know, old style brick building with the big windows, and we had basements and such. So,
oh my gosh,
yeah, I know, right?
Terrible.
We had smoking rooms under the staircases.
Yeah, but they weren't designated. You guys were sneaking to do it, right?
No. They used to say, if you're going to smoke, that's where you smoke.
That's fantastic.
In high school. And you can even buy cigarettes at the high school store.
Wow. Really?
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that. Craziness.
That is hilarious. Well, now they'll probably have pot stores in the school.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
Well, why not? It's legal.
God. Because we need to screw them up some more. All right, let me go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia and Joe in just a few minutes.
Chicago.
So was he saying he was afraid of spiders or he thought they were cool?
I didn't hear him say anything about spiders.
Oh, I thought I heard.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors.
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Stick up for anything. Joe Messina, your host, one of them.
You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every Friday as my co-host. And we take on issues, crazy issues, nutty issues, issues that your grandparents never, ever thought we'd be talking about. Right? I mean,
grandparents? I never thought we'd be talking
about. That's true, too. I'll give you that one. Yeah. You know, you talk about the lunacy. I love doing this, but we're talking about the lunacy of the left. I want you to think about something here. So a couple of weeks back, Target was being hit with so many bomb threats, and they were bomb threats from the left, the LGBTQ community.
Now, pushing their stuff back to the back of the store.
Yeah, they were all upset. You bring it back in front, or else you can. And I'm thinking to myself, we don't do that. We have never threatened any one of these organizations with physical harm, blowing up a store, or anything. We just say, hey, we're going to hit you in the wallet. That's the sickness that these people have, is it not?
It is true. But I don't think that when I heard that story, I heard nothing about the LGBTQ community doing it. They alluded to, as they often do when something like that happens, that it's probably a nationalist, a white nationalist, Christian, angry.
But later on, the FBI, in its cursory look at some of these things, because of what was coming in, was that they were screaming, you either put that stuff back up front or else.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah. So it was clear who was doing it. Oh, but yeah. I have to tell you, I do want to make some stick-ons that say your kids, and just put it on the Target bullseye.
Yeah.
It says Target your kids.
Oh, yeah. We
I do want to put those on the trucks. Every place I see them, I want to say Target.
We'll have to go out like at 1 o'clock in the morning and target the trucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can have a lot of fun with that line. Okay.
I tell you, I you know what? That, but they always try to put it on us. We don't do that.
We don't.
We don't do that.
No. You know, it's And now there's a new article out. Where is this? This is not on a right wing. Oh, it's on MSN. And I can't even believe this is on MSN. It's too many transgender activists are sadistic bullies, is the article.
Okay? Yeah.
It came out, I guess, 2 days ago. And when you look at this and you look at what's going on, who really does all the threatening?
Right.
Right? So,
it's kind of scary.
If you're that confused and having that much issue, because when I watch these detransitioning videos, the girls that are crying and screaming, they're screaming at their parents, and every one of them pretty much has the same line. I was suffering from so many things. I was confused about who I was. I was depressed. I was suicidal. And this was the best you could do?
Right.
You know, with less than an hour's worth of counseling, this is what you did to me?
Right.
You know?
So sad. It's so sad. I saw a guy who had transitioned into being a woman. Saw this video today, and he was just sobbing because he said he feels so alone as a man. He didn't know how
alone I saw that. Yep.
Male community was, and there was no camaraderie.
What did he think?
What did he think?
Or now, wait a minute. Not making fun, but gay men are different when it comes to that camaraderie.
That's
community, right?
Right? I would say they have even more than women do. Right. Now the straight guy. If you want camaraderie and fun and exchanging makeup in the bathroom, be a gay guy instead of having, you know. Oh, golly. It's all so confusing, and you feel for this guy, but.
No, you know what? I'm going to be called cold, and you're going to laugh. No, I don't anymore. There's too much information out there.
That's true.
There's too much stuff going on. You're talking about adding something or whacking something off. You better be really sure to what you're doing. And to think that these doctors are not lying to you when they tell you it's reversible is a joke.
Yeah, anymore, if you still believe that. But wasn't there a time where they had to at least live in the, you know, like the other sex to see?
For a period of time. Yep.
For a period of time.
Not anymore.
It's just whack.
We don't have, you know, you've got foreign countries that are stopping this right now.
Yes.
Not enough information, and what they're seeing is not good. It's not helping. Not pulling these people out of their depressive states.
America. There's too much money to be had. They're not
billions.
Stopping.
It's now billions of dollars. In this industry, you know?
And not only that, Satan wants our kids. I mean, it sounds
no question
so
about
crazy,
it.
But it's...
Yep.
It
doesn't sound
targeted.
Crazy. It's real. You're right.
Yeah,
you know?
They're targeted. So if you want to protect your kids, you got to be vigilant. Because they have their hands on your kids.
You look at these doctors talking about this stuff in the positive. They don't look you in the eye. They don't look the camera straight. You know what I'm saying? You know they're not telling you. Let's just say they are telling what they believe to be the truth. They're not even sure it's the truth. They can't give you, who was it?
Right.
Dan Crenshaw the other day took an assistant professor at a college who was all pro transgender, and she couldn't give him one study where it showed that this was a good thing.
No. But again, it goes back to, see, these kids that have been raised without facts and only their emotions, only their feelings, now they've grown up and they're in authority. They're in fields of authority.
Yep.
But they're still operating out of their emotions and their feelings, and they're thinking that that is okay. They're affecting people's lives. They're killing children. And they think that just because they will it to be so, that it's okay.
I know.
That woman should have never been on that. I mean, I hope she rethinks her position after that spectacle that she made of herself.
On the White House?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought they were having an orgy that day when I first tuned in. I didn't know.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking about the woman who couldn't answer any questions.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Please
no, she won't. She bought into the ideology. She swallowed the pill. it's over for her because she went after him at the end. She said, you can't put it up to any one study. And he said, I asked you for a study. There should be numerous studies.
Anything.
Yeah, she couldn't do it. I love it. I think it's great. I think it shows you their ignorance. I think it shows you their ideology. And I'm hoping there are parents that are starting to rise up now. You know?
Good. And I just hope that more of us watch these things because I just hate some of those what are those called when they do that, when they question people, because it's not going anywhere. I know the Republicans really aren't going to take it further than,
no,
you know.
No, they're not. They don't have the guts to do it. Look at, you had, what was it? You had Free the Plastic Nipples event there over on the White House lawn. I mean, talk about total disregard, disrespect, no decorum, and this is what this group is known for. You know, they don't even seem to take it seriously. They make clowns of themselves.
Right. And then if we say anything about them, then we're the haters.
Yep.
But how could we have gotten to a point where anybody would go to the White House lawn and strip down,
yep,
play with themselves, that's what they were doing, and think that that's okay. I remember the first time I saw the White House or any of the monuments, I was in awe. It was such a beautiful, magnificent, monumental experience to see the White House and all the other monuments in that area. And these people will go and do that to debase it like that. And again, you got a president who hangs their flag in between the two American flags on the White House. So
yeah, and they quickly came back and said, well, you know, there is an American flag at the very top of the White House, so technically the gay pride flag was under that flag. Just stop it. You know?
I'm pretty sure the only reason that they came out against it was because the American people were so appalled.
Well, you know,
I don't think they would have said a thing.
Here you have a woman, I think.
Are you sure?
By the name of Michelle Obama, who who mouthed, very obviously mouthed, you know, all this for that, for damn flag, right? She was very upset about that event that day.
Wow.
And if you think about that and you look, that was the first bit of disrespect towards the country that was so open.
That's right.
And think about everything they've done at the White House. They have put the pride colors on the White House. It's kind of
right.
Like, you know, I don't know. It's almost like it's in your face. They really don't care what you think. And now honoring you know, our veterans or what have you becomes second fiddle. It's ridiculous.
Second? I wish they ranked that high.
I know, true. You got
it's
me on that.
It's so sad.
Yep.
We're being ruled by sick people.
Extreme. You left out the word extremely.
Extremely sick people.
Right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. They don't want help, and they want us to affirm their sickness.
They don't think they need help. They don't think that they're doing anything wrong.
No. But that's the trick of the devil.
Yes, true. Well, somebody... go ahead.
I don't know that you've seen it yet. Your guest last night talked about it, and so did my pastor. So I'm like, I got to go see the movie. I got to see the movie.
Oh, Nefarious.
Nefarious.
Yep.
800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies or is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, I thought we were on.
No. No, that's just me warming you up so you're all set and ready to go and all irritated when we finally go live. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Joe Messina Show on the Dentist Communication Network. Sonya Schmidt, my co-host. Always appreciate her time with me. Love making her nuts, too.
Yes.
I just got somebody sent me a picture of Dodger Stadium, and apparently it is mostly empty, is what I'm seeing and hearing. So, I find that heartwarming.
That's great.
And for those of you who are going to try to twist this around about me and Sonya, we're not heartwarmed because the, you know, Pride Night, it's mostly empty. We're heartwarmed because those nuns aren't getting the recognition, well, those fake nuns, like the fake news, they're not getting the recognition they should be. So and there were a lot of boos when they were introduced, apparently, as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know your audience.
Yeah.
Dodgers, their fans are by and large the Latino community, and which are mostly Catholic.
The average American Joe, who is a God believer and that kind of stuff, you know?
Why would you do that?
Because you're stupid.
You're stupid. They went to public school. I don't understand. Well, why did Bud choose to shoot himself in the foot like that? They're being bullied.
They're all going that way, and it's because of that social justice score they all get. Which is going to make it harder and harder for them to do business. Well, too bad. Deal with it.
Have fun.
You know? Yeah, I'll do what I can. I'll buy from somebody or something else, you know?
I am having a hard time finding cleaning, you know, items because I can't go to Walmart anymore because they banned, you know, the pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Can't go to Target for the obvious reasons, the LGBTQ thing.
Well, I'm going to put the link back up on the website. We've got product like that I'm affiliated with that we're going to start selling again. And Tim uses it around the house. It's chemical-free. Does a great job. So I'm going to put that up there.
Wait a minute.
We got a big day for you coming up today. I don't want to blow past because I don't want to be accused of not caring, not being a feeling caring person.
I'm
going to
accuse you of that anyhow.
It wouldn't matter what I do. They're going to say, well, you saved it for last.
Right.
So, Juneteenth coming up, you know, federal holiday, right? Everything's closed, and apparently the Pony Express guy didn't get to the slaves in Texas to let them know that they were free. You know, one thing that most people don't talk about, I think it was 3 more years. Are you ready for this one? Watch the trouble I get into for this one. Before the Native Americans freed their black slaves. But whatever.
You should
dive into that through. You go in through DuckDuckGo or one of those where they don't, you know, filter this stuff, and you start reading. You find out Juneteenth was the last group, in essence, of American slaves that were released and told they had freedom in the whole nine yards. But Native Americans had black slaves forever, and other Indian slaves, you know? No,
that's not true. White people were the only people ever.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I don't mean to be spreading falsehoods. Mm-hmm. and we started slavery. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes. Yes. Right? American white, yes. Yes, the Europeans just started American slavery. They were the first. Nobody's done it before them. Nobody did that.
Mm-mm. We're sitting there scratching our heads going, how can we get somebody to do work for us for nothing? Let's see.
And we're not excusing slavery either.
Folks. No, not at all.
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life looking backwards. You can't drive a car forward if you're looking backwards.
Amen.
I am not doing that to myself to harp on the evils of American slavery. Everybody else was doing it, and I'm free now. And I live in a country where, up until recently, I had choices. I had freedom. I had liberty. I could do the things that I could dream of.
I'm going to say to you. One is, I know people get mad when I do this, but is there anything that you can't do that a free white woman can do?
Nothing.
And actually, you and I joked about it. But at a time there when all the BLM stuff was coming, you could walk into the store and do about anything you want to do.
I'm not using this black thing to my advantage because
you told me, and it's true, you could have. Because they were so afraid, that group was so petrified of this garbage, you could have got away with anything.
Yeah. I used to get a parking space in front of somebody else and go, Black Lives Matter! And just keep going.
Oh.
There's so much you can do with that.
Oh, God.
But no, we need to cut it out as a country. I told you I was so disheartened when I heard, you know, the death threats against the little black girl who played the mermaid. And I'm like, okay, enough is enough. We've gone too far. We've crossed the line here.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's wrong in any way, shape, manner, or form. I do believe that some people are just so frustrated they're lashing out in many ways.
Absolutely, and I said that on the show. I have a heart for what people are going through. The left is intent on dividing us, just like the story in Chicago. They're not trying to help those kids. They're trying to divide those kids. They're going to have race riots, you know, group section riots, you know.
Well, I got to tell you something. You and I talked about this a long time. There was a Kmart that's since closed here in town.
And I asked you live on the show. I said, you know, I had my granddaughter in the cart, my little black granddaughter, and we were touching stuff, and we were, you know, she went for the candy, obviously. I'm like, No. I'm not doing any candy with you, not till you go to your mom's house. Uh-huh. And then, you know, we were just standing around. There was these two black women in line, and I think they had lasers in their eyeballs. Okay, because they were staring at me, and they looked at me and smiled at one point, and they just talked to her. They only talked to her.
Oh,
you know?
What is that about?
Is this your grandfather? Like, are you being kidnapped?
Oh, they asked.
I was like, wait a minute, what? Stay away from me.
Oh, that's so weird.
It was weird, but it was the first time I ever. Again, I'm not thinking this. This is my granddaughter, right? What do you mean?
Hey. Right, they were trying to find out if you kidnapped her.
Or something. Maybe they thought I bought her. I don't know. But, I mean, seriously, ridiculous.
My daughter's grandmother is Jewish. And it was funny. And it's clearly my daughter is black or mixed black. And it was always funny to see the two of them out together, this little old Jewish lady with a black kid. It was very cute. But, I mean, doesn't the left want a mixture of race, no race, we're all one? At least that's what the left used to stand for, is we're all one people.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like, nope, you got to have lunch over here. And how are you supposed to befriend and get to know people in another group like the LGBT community if you're separate from them?
Yep.
It doesn't make sense, and you're judging your friends on how they look as opposed to who they are as people, what you have in common as people.
I totally agree with you. It is utterly ridiculous now that everything, you know, it was three or four black guys that were sitting having a conversation about where we were 20 years ago, mm-hmm. just 20 years ago, as opposed to where we are now.
Yeah.
And they said, look, there was so many things we had behind us. We mm-hmm. were moving forward. We didn't go into a room where there was, you know, 50 white guys and go, oh, my God, are they going to accept us? Our brain was, it wasn't even a thought. And now we walk into that same room and we got to look at them and go, oh, are they going to be mad at us because of what those other idiots are doing?
And you have to ask yourself how we got here and why we're here. And all fingers point to the left. Because things were going so well, because things were more equal, and we could be friends with one, that's why they had to ruin it. It's going to ruin votes. If the left doesn't have that to stand on, they got nothing. They got nothing. America has to be bad. Otherwise, what
are they going to do? Zoe does this whole thing about systemic racism. And he blames us. He says, you have to stop saying it doesn't exist because it does. But it's the left that keeps systemic racism alive. So stop saying that it isn't there.
Exactly. And when the left accuses the Republicans of being racist, you throw that charter school information in their face, too. Listen, racist is what racist does. And the left does more racism. They are more racist than any group I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I refer to the South as the racist Democrat South now. I don't call it the South or the racist. And the racist Democrat South did this, the Jim Crow laws. And
yeah, you know how many people don't even know what Jim Crow laws are? And I'm talking about people, some of them that are almost our age. They don't know what
it
is. We've made them so ignorant to what these things are, you know. And the young kids on college campuses, like I said, I go out to Campus Reform on YouTube. Check out some of the questions they ask these kids. They are so ignorant, not a clue.
Even if they were told what it is, you know who they blame because of how they've been raised.
Yeah.
They blame the Republicans. They don't know this is Democrats. These are Democrats.
You're so right, because these kids were asked questions about certain things that someone said, and everything they blamed on Trump was actually either Biden or Obama.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We're done. Go eat your sandwich or whatever.
I'll have dinner. Thank you.
Always fun to have you with me, Sonia, and they love you. You know they do, in the chat room especially. Have a great weekend, and don't do anything stupid, because we want you back here next week. All right?
I'm going to try not to.
Okay. I'm going to try not to. So I'm a senior host. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. Be right back.
291.